This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. We welcome and greet all you listeners wherever you are. If you're on the radio, if you're on the internet, we welcome to our program that we've been doing for 20 plus years. And God gave us the name way back, Raising the Standard. So we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. We're on from 12 noon until 1 every Saturday. And my wife and I co-pastor a church here in Stewart. We have, it won't be long. It's going to be, wow, 25 years. It's hard to believe how the time goes by. But that'll be in January. So we co-pastor Spirit of Prophecy Ministries right here in Stewart, Florida. And so we welcome you to our program. Somebody's probably listening right now, Pastor Donna, that's never listened before.
First time. So we
greet you and we welcome you to our program as well. So we're honored to be here as we always say we are. You know, we've had this storm come through and we missed a bullet down here in Stewart again in South Florida and most areas. And so thank God that the recovery's been a little slow for a lot of people. We had our power off here, over five or six days. And so it finally came on. We got our power on finally. And so we're back here in our office doing this program with you. And so
just in time to do the program.
It came on last night at around 10 o'clock. The power came back on. So we're here with you. And so we trust you'll have ears to hear what the Spirit of God will tell you here today. That's what we're on the program for, to raise the standard in the body of Christ. So much needs to be raised to a new dimension. And we see what's going on in the world. And for some reason, it seems like the church just follows along with the world's done. You know, Jesus said, we're in this world, but we should not be part of this world. And so we're attempting in everything that we do to be not part of the world, but to be part of the kingdom of God and do what God wants us to do. So as we said, we're honored to be here with you. And what we're going to teach on here a little bit today, if you'd like to listen to it again, we do offer CDs. And all we ask for is a love offering. You ask the Lord what He'd have you to give and mail a check to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And the address is Post Office Box 413. And it's in Stewart, Florida. And the zip there is 34995. So whatever God tells you to do, that's what you do. We'll be glad to send it out to you. So praise God for that. Hallelujah. We talk about our book. I haven't talked about that for quite a while. I wrote this book several years ago. It's called God's Prophetic Calendar, and it pictures of the Messiah as revealed in God's appointed times. And it's got a lot of chapters in it, but it's an incredible work, and it's like a college course. And Don and I spent a lot of time on it. I wrote it all up, and Donna typed it all up and proofread it and all that. And so we've had that out for a long time. So we offer that for $25 and maybe $4 or $5 for shipping and handling. Handling would be glad to get that out. So you can call us at area code 772. The number is 285-7007. Donald will probably give you the number a little later again, and we'll be glad to mail it out to you. So just make a check out to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries with that amount, and we'll be glad to get it out to you. And so we're going to be talking about some interesting things here today. We're in an interesting season that we're in, and most of you, if you listened to last week and the week before, we're in the time called Teshuvah, which means to return, to repent and turn around and to come back to God. Well, a lot of people never come to God, so they can't turn around. But it's a time to repent.
Because Jesus says, you know, he's not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to what? To repentance. He wants everyone to come to him and have the opportunity to be saved from your sins and to be privileged to be in the kingdom of God in this day and this hour. And we're getting very close. One of these years, it's going to be all over. Here we are coming up next week. We're coming up on Rosh Hashanah, better known as trumpets in the Bible. And I believe the scriptures reveal some interesting things with this, as we will talk about this a little bit today with my wife here. And so I'm going to turn this over to her for right now. She might have a couple of things she wants to mention on the calendar or what we got planned or anything she's got on her heart. Amen. So Pastor Donna, it's yours.
Amen. And I want to thank the Lord too for watching over this area in Martin County. Of course, we know many people are still struggling and many people have lost their homes, and we got to keep these people in prayer because a lot of depression tries to come in. Yeah. And people get discouraged, but we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord.
Yes.
Even when things don't look like they're going right, because you know it says trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord.
That's
He's
right.
going to deliver us. He's going to help us. And I have dear friends that have been had flooded. Their house has been flooded, and just think about what's happened in the Keys, for instance, and
that's right.
in Jacksonville and many other places in our state. So we just need to keep our brothers and sisters and those who've gone through this in Florida in prayer, amen, and encourage them and be of assistance or help to them.
Yes,
so,
Lord.
I do want to thank the Lord that we are able to broadcast this radio broadcast also on the internet.
Amen.
We're on WCNO.com, so it's goes wherever the radio station goes, 24/7 around the world, so anybody can listen to this broadcast. So tell your friends or your family, and they may live in another state or maybe in another country. Like my brother lives in Australia. Well, actually, he's in the Philippines. He lives in the Philippines
for most of the time.
Yeah, right. So people anywhere can listen. Excuse me, to WCNO, and also the music that they have and the wonderful teachings that they have on this radio broadcast. So we need to keep them in prayer as well. So we're going to be on every Saturday, Lord willing, at 12 noon for an hour. But you can go and you can listen to the podcast because they have them on record there. Just go to Saturday, look for Raising the Standard with Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton, and you can listen to this again, or you can listen to something else that we may have taught. Or you can just listen to somebody's music, whatever the Lord lays on your heart. It's a great station, and it comes through really good, and you can download it on your phone or your, you know, whatever you use to go on the internet with.
That's right.
So I want to mention also that we do have services here in Stuart, Florida. And that's right here, and the Treasure in the Treasure Coast.
Yes.
makes right, Martin County. So we have services here every Saturday at Friday night. I'm not Saturday. We're not doing Saturday right now.
Right.
Every Friday night
or so.
At 7 p.m.
Right.
We have our Shabbat meeting with God, where we go through the Torah scriptures and the Torah reading, and it's an awesome teaching, and it's just absolutely fabulous. Miss Marchie Sweeney has been teaching it.
She's doing a wonderful job.
A great job. You can watch it on live on Facebook. So you can just go to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, or you can go to Gene and Donna Hilton, and you can watch it live on Facebook on Friday nights. And also Sunday morning, we have service on Sunday morning, and that's at 11 a.m. Or you can come and visit us.
Amen.
You can watch us on Facebook Live, or you can come and visit us and here in Stuart, Florida. I'm going to give you our phone number. It's area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. So we're blessed to be here this Saturday, and we're blessed to be able to minister the Word of God to you. And we have Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about the Feast of the Lord. And Rosh Hashanah is one of the most important feasts of the Lord.
Sure is.
And it's in the Bible. And Pastor, we're going to talk about it because it happens on one of 2 days. So God gives us key words so we can know which feast it is. It's also the beginning of
the year.
A year, a new year.
For the Jewish people.
So we keep our calendar. In fact, we make a calendar. I make a calendar every month. And our calendar also has the Hebrew calendar on it, which is by the moon. And that's how God set it up originally. He didn't set it up by the sun. He set it up by the moon, a new moon. Every month we have a new moon. And so the very first day of every month is a new moon. So all you have to do is know when the new moon is.
And you know the next month's
here. And it's 1 or 2 days, and we have to, if we realize there's darkness before the new moon. There's always total darkness. You can't see a moon at all for maybe a day and a half, 2 days. Sometimes it seems like it's
2.5 days at least.
Two and a half days. So it's total darkness. And so when we see the sliver of the new moon, we know that we are in a new month.
That's
so right now we're in the month of Elul, and we are in the time of Teshuvah. The month of Elul always begins, is Teshuvah always begins on the first day of Elul and goes for 30 days. And then we have up to Rosh Hashanah. Pastor Gene's going to be teaching on that in a few minutes. And then when we get to Rosh Hashanah, then we have 10 more days
of grace by
10
God.
More days of
mercy.
Grace. And before the gates are closed, and that till the Day of Atonement. So we have in this month of September, we have the Feast of Trumpets, which is Rosh Hashanah.
The Day of Atonement.
And 10 days later, we have the Day of Atonement. And at the end of the Day of Atonement, Teshuvah is over.
That's right.
But we as born-again Christians, we need to always be in a place of repentance. But Teshuvah...
All the time.
Teshuvah reminds us to return.
That's right.
To return to the Lord. And we can see in the book of Deuteronomy when Moses was teaching, and he was telling them that they needed to return to the Lord. They needed to return to the Lord. So, and we all need to Teshuvah. Teshuvah just means to return, to come back. A lot of people are... what would I say? Well, the Bible says in the New Testament, it says that we're not to be hot or cold, lukewarm.
That's right.
We're supposed to be on fire for the Lord.
That's what it says in Revelation.
And he says that if we are, and he's talking to believers, he's not talking to unbelievers, and if we are lukewarm, it says that, you know, he will...
Spew us out of his mouth,
and that doesn't sound like a very
good thing. That's right.
So we need to get hot on fire for the Lord. And I know a lot of people have been discouraged because they think that God doesn't love them because something terrible has happened, or maybe even because they've been sitting in the heat and, you know, they can't take it. Well, you know, we don't want to be in the heat of
fire of hell.
Fire of hell, no.
That's right.
We want to be in the fire of God. Amen.
Right.
So we just thank the Lord that for those who are coming through, and you know, a lot of times we don't realize that we go through testings, and sometimes just not having air conditioning can really put people in a place where they feel like they're in hell. Amen.
Think about the people.
I heard, never had it before. my daughter-in-law said on Facebook, and I thought it was really prophetic. You know, she said she felt like a sinner, and with the heat, you know, the heat index and not having air conditioning, she felt like a sinner in church. And I thought, wow, that is so profound.
Profound, yeah.
That was really a good word. A sinner in church, so hot. Well, we need that. So if we need to repent.
Amen.
So when we turn and return to the Lord, then, you know, we know God's grace is there, His mercy is there, His love is there, and, you know, He said He will not give us more than we can handle. So we got to learn to trust the Lord, and because we're in the last days, and, you know, if the Lord comes this Rosh Hashanah, I didn't say He was, but I said if He comes in a few days. We're looking at just a few days.
Next weekend, yeah.
A few days during the middle of the week. If He comes during this time of Rosh Hashanah, we need to be ready.
That's right. Looking up.
We need to be ready because it says in the book of Revelation that He's coming for those who are looking for Him. Well, if we're not looking and we're not looking up, we're not wanting to, you know, looking for the Lord's return, then, you know, there's going to be a lot of people left during the 7 years of tribulation. that are going to be going through a lot worse than what we have just been through.
That's right.
A lot worse than what Texas has been through.
That's right.
A lot worse than of the fires. We're not hearing about on the news. We're not hearing about the fires that are happening in several states out west. I mean, there are fires that I've seen pictures that it looks like fire and brimstone coming down.
That's right.
Now,
it's been burning for a long time.
The Bible says that these things are going to happen, and we know that prophecy is going to be fulfilled. You know, Jesus said, when you see these things, and maybe Pastor will go to there and read that, when you see these things, know that the time is close. The time is at hand for him to come back for the body of Christ, for the church that's looking for him to come back. You know, many people say they believe, but God is looking for those who have relationship. So we need to have a relationship with the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And we need to return. You know, he's merciful. He's quick to take us back in. Look how many times he forgave Israel. And look how many times when they were obedient, when they kept Torah. What is Torah? Torah is the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, mm-hmm. from the first verse to the last verse. When they kept Torah, Torah just means the word of God. Torah means Jesus. Jesus is the Torah. When they kept Torah, then they were obeying God's commandments.
Sure.
They were obeying his word. Well, how about America? Is America obeying God's word?
No.
Do we kill our children? Are we involved with sexual sins? Are we involved with riots, hate, fighting in the street, burning our flags, destroying our monuments? Who knows what next, you know? All these things are happening because we are in the last days. Who would have thought all these things were happening? But, you know, there are some good things. I thank God for our president that he has, and we got to pray for him. We got to pray for him. As long as he stands, as long as those men come around him that are believers and Christians, and he has believers around him, I believe that God has more mercy for us, for this nation, because we have spread the gospel throughout the world, and we continue to spread the gospel. I believe God has more mercy for us, but we have to pray for him and for our vice president and for those who are working for righteousness and justice. You know, they just said that they can teach the Bible in Kentucky, and some other states, I believe, will follow. I believe Florida will follow. You know, we need to think about the prophetic word that has been spoken over Florida. Because it says, as part of it was, as Florida goes, so goes the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the motto on our flag is, in God we trust.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they decided, how many people does it take to remove something, a monument? It doesn't take a lot of people. How many people did it take to take prayer, to take the Bible, take prayer out of the schools? One lady, right?
With her money.
One lady.
Yeah.
How many? It doesn't take very many people to destroy and to tear down. But God wants to build, and he wants to restore. But many people want to tear down and destroy. Well, it doesn't take a lot of people to do that. That's why the Christians need to rise up, and we need to be bold. It says in the last, we need to be bold as the lion and gentle as a lamb. But because the others people are not. They are cruel and fighting, and there's riots. So, you know, what's going to happen? Why are these things happening? Because the spirit of Antichrist has been released in the earth, and the enemy knows he doesn't have a lot of time left. He's got a very short window of time. But God has given us power and authority. The Bible says, Jesus said he gave us power and authority over what? All the works of the enemy.
Right.
That, and mainly in our life, and if we come together as one, as a body of the body of Christ, doesn't matter what church you go to. God's not looking at your church or what denomination you go to. We have to come together as the body of Messiah. We are the body of Messiah, And so all this other stuff with churches, that's all part of the enemy's plan to keep us separated. But we need to join up. We need to be come together as one body, and we need to be able to stand. See, the Bible also says in Deuteronomy, when they come at, when the enemy comes at you, they come as you at, say it's a big gang or a big group, okay? Well, when they come, this is what they did in Israel. It says that they will flee seven ways. Mm-hmm. That means when they come at you as an army, the enemy comes at you as an army with their warfare, right, weapons, and they see you standing, and you know, the Lord is the one who fights the battle. We don't fight the battle with swords and guns and, you know, our fists and all that stuff. But when we fight, we have a spiritual battle. We have been given power and authority in the heavenlies because we are above the enemy's camp. See, we are above. When we come to, in our warfare, when we come from a spiritual place, from heaven, we're hearing from God and we're speaking God's word because the sword comes out of our mouth. It's a two-edged sword. It's like a laser beam. And what does it do? It cuts into the enemy's camp. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy that they will flee seven ways. That means it's going to break them up, and they're going to be running seven ways. They're not going to touch you.
That's right.
Because we have been given power and authority. But if we don't stand together, we're standing in our little groups, little group here, little group there, little group here. We don't have the strength. We don't have the power because God moves by through his mighty right hand and arm to bring about the warfare. When the children of Israel obeyed the commandments, when they obeyed the Torah, and when they teshuvah, we're in the time of teshuvah, which means repent. Mm-hmm. When they returned to the Lord, when they did the right thing, when they didn't worship idols, when they were obedient, when they didn't kill and eat their children, when they were obedient, when they kept Torah, they had the promises of God, and they were able to always win the battle. But when they drifted off and they did what their own thing, they had idols and they idol worship, and they did all their own thing.
Building their own kingdom.
What happened? They would lose.
That's right, every
they
time.
They would lose. So when Joshua, see, Moses did everything he was supposed to do, and then Moses went up on the mount, and he gave up the ghost, and he died, and he was strong, and he was not blind. His eyes were not weak. He was at 120. He was as strong as he was when he was young. So, but it was his time to pass the mantle or the baton, like if you were in a race, to pass the mantle to Joshua. And as Joshua obeyed and did what God told them to do, they won the battle. They took the land of the giants. The Bible says they took the land of Og and the giants. They went in and they took the land. Well, God wants us to be obedient and to take our land. First, the land that we take is our own spirit, soul, and body.
Right.
Spirit, soul, and body. So we need to have a change in our thinking, in our brain patterns, so that we know that we're overcomers. Even though we see all these things happening, we know we're overcomers because we know we're going to win in the end. And we need to be looking up because Rosh Hashanah is just a few days away. Could it be this year? We don't know
for sure. That's right.
The year, because the calendars have been messed up a bit. But we know it's going to be one of 2 days. And the one of 2 days is only comes at Rosh Hashanah.
The only appointed time that comes on a new moon.
The only time it comes on a new moon is one of 2 days. And that
48-hour period.
Pastor Gene's going to prove that to you as you listen to him. So I would say be looking up because you don't know when your hour of redemption comes. Now, if it doesn't come this year, we know that things are getting worse and worse and worse, and we need to be prepared to be able to stand. If we can't stand through the heat of losing our air conditioning for a few days, then, you know, we're in trouble. I lived in Florida when we didn't have air conditioning.
That's right.
So, you know, we are used to these things, these conveniences, and so many people may have to get unused to some of the conveniences.
Think about all the years when we didn't have AC.
Right.
And people didn't have it. And
people didn't have it.
They made it through, didn't they?
I didn't have it when I lived in Florida. And when I lived in Hollywood, we didn't have air conditioning. And, I'm still here. But your body, your body gets used to certain things. So, God's going to take care of us. Amen. We have to learn to trust Him.
Thank God
more.
For the invention of AC, air conditioning, right?
But what if we didn't have the air conditioning?
Right.
We don't know what's going to happen. Some people don't have air conditioning right now, and their body is going to have to become accustomed to different. We're going to have to be flexible.
Right.
We're going to have to be flexible.
I'm always reminded what it says in Luke chapter 21. Jesus said this. He said, with patience, possess your souls. Well, that's the hard part.
And what is your soul? What's in your soul? Your mind, your thoughts. Pastor Gene complains about me because I'm on my phone a lot. He thinks I am, and I guess I am a bit. But, what if I didn't have this phone? What if I had no way of communicating? What if we had no way of getting television? What if we had to go back to shortwave radio? God forbid all these things could happen, but we don't know. Some people don't have these conveniences we have.
Yeah, lots of
so
parts
we
of
thank
the
Lord for what we have, but we need to say, okay, God, you're enough. You're enough, God. If I have to go through these things, I want to know that I can trust you. And that you're going to deliver me, because he's the great, he delivers us out of troubles, out of distress. A lot of people are in distress. No air conditioning is distress.
Yeah.
So he delivers us out of these things. And we have to learn to trust in the Lord.
While I'm here sitting here looking at this precious wife of mine across the table, she's been through a lot of things in her physical realm.
26 days in the hospital.
That's right. And I'm seeing now, you can see it in her voice, that God is restoring her and she's getting back to the normal place just to listen to her speak.
Hopefully. Thank Jesus. I have to trust the Lord.
So I thank God for that he's healing my wife. Okay.
Amen.
So, amen.
Even though I still feel weak and I still, when I'm walking around, my legs still hurt. I go in the grocery store, I need a shopping cart, because... I got my Fitbit watch on that my daughter gave me. I'm trying to get at least 1,500 steps in a day, and I'm about up to 1,500 steps a day, which is not very many, actually, if you think about it. Just walking around the house, you can get that many in a day. But, you go out, and I can walk in the store because it's cooler. But, if I go out and walk in the heat, it's not the same. So it takes a while. So
she's on the mend.
In the hospital... And you're in a bed and you can't get up and you can't breathe. You can't breathe and you have water in your lungs. I mean, they took 24 ounces of water off of one lung and 23 off of another. Then I went back and they did it again. They did it on my heart. I mean, I don't have AFib. I come against that in the name of the blood of Jesus. Because of this, what I had, this attack, this virus that I got, caused this inflammation. And so I just rebuke this, but I have to be on medication right now, but I never had any problems with AFib or my heart. So I believe that once everything is, the inflammation, everything is gone, I'm not going to have to take any kind of medication for my heart.
Amen.
Amen. My blood pressure is good. And I didn't like being in the hospital. I cried a few times and I didn't like it, but God has brought me through that, and I'm trusting that it won't this inflammation will be gone, and I'll be able to get off of steroids and all of the other anything else that I'm on, and be able to be have no medication. I took no medication before virus hit me.
So are you listening? Keep praying for Pastor Donna.
I didn't take anything, not even an aspirin, no medication, nothing. So I'm believing that the doctors will see that, and I will be able to go back. I won't be on blood thinners, and I won't be on this stuff. I want to be able to trust the Lord, and I do. I want to be able to do what's natural and take care of myself the right way. And, I believe like Moses, I can be strong. I don't have to say, I'm weak, I'm getting old, I'm going to quit. God doesn't call us to quit. When it's time, it's time. God told Moses when it was time for him to quit. And Moses, you know, and God said, don't talk to me anymore about this. It's time for you to you've done your work. You've done your job. My gosh, Moses had a hell of a job.
Yeah, he did.
In that wilderness with those people for 40 days. But, you know, it took, 40 years.
40 years, yeah.
It took 40 years. And they still couldn't get Egypt out of themselves, you know. That whole generation had to die off. A whole new generation had to be, had to be born and had to go into the promised land with Joshua. I mean, there were only two old people that went into the promised land, Joshua and Caleb, because they were the only two that had a good report. How can only two have a good report out of all those people? Only Joshua and Caleb had a good report, and they were not young, they were old. And Caleb, who was not a born a Jew, he said, give me the mountain. And we got to realize the mountain is where the giants lived. He was not afraid to go and to fight the giants and to take. He said, God, give me the mountain. I want the tough places.
God promised him that.
When you get above the enemy's camp, that means you get into the heavenly place. When you get above the enemy's camp, that's the second heaven. See that? The enemy's territory is the second heaven. He wants to control those things here that are here on earth. But we have to get into the heaven of heavens, into the heavenly place, and we can see down. We can see spiritually. We can see what the enemy is doing. And we have, when we get up there, we have power and authority. Now, if we stay in the second heaven and we want to battle the enemy, we're going to get beat up. We're going to get wounded. We're going to get, you know, spiritually wounded. We're going to get physically hurt. We might be attacked physically. We have to get above the enemy. I just want to tell one story, Pastor Gene. I met a lady in the hospital. And her name is Janice. Was it Janice?
Yeah, Janice.
She was in ICU. She came in and talked to me after. This was the very first time I was in the hospital, the first 10 days. And then so she came in and talked to me after she got off work. She came in to talk to us, and we had a word for her, a prophetic word for her. And we do prophesy at our church, so come, we'll prophesy over you and speak a word of God over you. So she came and she was telling us some of the things that she had done. Well, this woman, she works in ICU. She's not a rich person, but God spoke to her. See, God will speak to anyone, and it's what you do. It's not that you have to be in front of a pulpit or a radio station or on TV. One little person, one little lady who maybe weighs 120 pounds, right? Well, God spoke to her and told her, she lived in Jupiter, told her to get on an airplane, buy tickets, get on an airplane, and I think it was Fort Lauderdale, and he told her where to fly to. She flew to about, I think, 7 different places, Texas, California, you know, up in the Midwest, and into Canada, and back down the East Coast. Well, God told her to fast during that time, mm-hmm. and to pray in the Holy Ghost. She didn't know what it was all about. She was just obedient. And she was not to visit any of these places. She got on one plane, got in the air. When she got in the air, she prayed and she fasted. And then when she got to her first destination, say Texas. When she got to Texas, she didn't go anywhere except to get on another plane.
Immediately.
She didn't go visit anyone. She didn't do anything. She said she had barley green and water, which is fine, that's good for you. And she got on another plane, and when she got up in the air, she prayed in the spirit. That's the Holy Ghost. She prayed in the Holy Ghost. This is a Catholic lady. And I learned a lot from her. And I learned that she walked by simple, childlike faith. So when she got to the next place, California, she landed. She didn't go anywhere except to get on the next plane. We're talking about buying tickets from one place to another, right? This lady who did this went from one plane to another. And so as she did that, all she did was drink her
barley green.
And when she got above in the air, she prayed in the Holy Ghost till she got to the next destination. Well, the Lord spoke to me as she was sharing this, And I said, she said she didn't know why. And I said, because you were above the principalities and powers of the air. You were up in the air, above the principalities and powers of the air. And whatever you were praying, you caused things to change and to move. And you did a work for God. And so we don't know what work we might be doing. God doesn't always tell us. He Sorry. Doesn't always give us the answers. But she knew it had to do with our president. She knew it had to do with President Trump. And she knew it had to do with the election. But she did not know, because everyone was coming against her at her work, because many people were liberals and they did not want President. They did not want Trump to be president. Well, when she says, then she goes back down the East Coast, and when she got back down, she said there was like a storm and they couldn't land. And so she said in the area, so she felt that the Lord was really showing her about the warfare that he would be going through. In the area where he lives on
Jupiter Island.
Mirado, whatever it's called.
Right, down Jupiter, I think.
Anyway. Anyways, there was an area she had, the plane couldn't land. It made three circles around the area where his home is at. There in Palm Beach.
It's in Palm Beach, not Jupiter.
And then the plane landed. So she did that, right? Well, people might say, well, you know, that really sounds foolish and a waste of money. But no, it's not, because God will tell you to do things sometimes that are foolish. It also says in the Bible that God takes the foolish things
to confound
the wise. So, you know, when she was in the air, above the principalities and the powers of the air, and they're in the book of Ephesians talks about four different kinds of principalities and powers of the air, she had authority. This little woman had authority, not an apostle, not a prophetess, a saint of God, a Catholic saint of God, had power and authority because she was, one word, obedient.
That's right.
And she did the will of God. So you know, she's going to have rewards for
sure,
that.
Sure, she will.
She will have rewards in heaven for that.
Every time you obey God.
She will then maybe see what. But, you know, God doesn't want us to always know. He wants us to walk by faith. So the finances, everything she did, she had to do by faith.
That's right.
What is that? That's childlike faith and obedience.
That's right.
So, I'm sorry I didn't mean to take up so much time, Pastor Gene, but I know we're going to talk about Rosh Hashanah, and God is looking for those who are going to be obedient and follow him.
Well, if we don't finish this about Rosh Hashanah trumpets, well, next weekend we'll be on.
Maybe
we'll be taken out here while we're sharing this on the radio.
If we're here,
yeah.
If we're not here, then everything, this house and everything will be sitting here. And, you know, we can't take any of these things with us, can
that's right.
Nope. The only thing we can take is
souls.
Our souls.
Souls and our own soul.
So yeah. pray for your family, pray for your friends, pray for your church, pray for the nation.
And continue to pray for Pastor Donna with her health, and she's going to be okay.
I'm going to be fine.
So we were going to talk about this, so we'll never get this done, we know that. But
that's
maybe
okay.
We'll do it next week. But, you know, to understand this, we have to go back.
Talk about the 1 or 2 days.
I think that's
important.
And, you know, if you look at the Jewish history and how they look at things, and God put them on, Donna said earlier, a lunar calendar, not a solar calendar, because, you know, the Egyptians worshiped Ra, which was a sun god. He didn't want them worshiping the sun god, and he doesn't want them to worship either the lunar, you know, the moon. But it's there for a sign in the heavens to show us, and for the Jewish people through the years to know when they had a new moon and when they had a full moon. You know, Yeshua came, and, you know, he died when? At a full moon. Hallelujah. And so there's a reason, because he was the fullness of everything. So there's something behind, spiritually behind everything that God put in place. And so they honor 1 of 2 days because they don't know for sure what day will that new moon appear. And so it hides itself for it's almost 3 days before, you know, when it goes dark, before it comes out again. And I think about Christ, you know, he went in the tomb and he was in there for 3 days. Well, there was darkness everywhere when he was in the tomb spiritually. But then what, on the third day, what? He came out and the light was revealed to the world, as it tells us in John chapter 8. He said, I am the light of the world. And so that we that believe in Yeshua, we also now are the light of the world. We let Yeshua shine out of our lives and people will see there's something different about us. And so everything that God put in place is for a reason. So they didn't know for sure. So what would they do? they would send these heralds out onto the mountains in Jerusalem, and they were looking for that very first sliver. And so when they first saw that, then they would get a coalition of those people, the witnesses out there, that there was a sliver of the moon. They'd take it back to the Sanhedrin, and the president would look at it, and if it appeared to him, and with all the facts and the proof from all the people that were looking for the new moon, he would regard it and call it what? A born-again moon. And so it was the beginning of a new month. So they didn't know what day or what hour that would appear. So that's a 48-hour period. The same thing with us. When the Lord comes back, I pray this with all my heart, we won't know the day or the hour, but we know the time of the year, the season of the year. It's going to be in the fall. He fulfilled the early festivals. He hasn't fulfilled the latter yet, and I believe it's going to be in the fall. The Bible shows us so much about this that we might understand it. So, we've been robbed of a lot of things, and God doesn't want us to be robbed because we've had all the Jewish understanding taken out of this. You know, these appointed times were not Jewish appointed times. They didn't bring it into place. God brought the understanding of it, gave it to the Jewish people to obey it every year and to explain it to their children and all that. And now we today need to understand that as well, because we're grafted in to Christ. Okay, and so we're grafted into that tree, that olive tree, the real one. And we're the unnatural branch that's in there. And so we have to give them the honor. God chose them. I don't know why he chose the Jewish people, but he chose them exactly to present all this and reveal it to us in this wonderful book we have, the Holy Bible, to teach us about Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. And so we've got all these years gone by, and the church has ignored all these things. So we've been robbed of all this. It makes me almost cry to think all the things we've been robbed of. We got into things that men wanted to do. We've taken this out of the Bible. We've added this to the Bible. God's not allowing people to speak in tongues anymore. And all the lies that we have out there. This is a lie. God doesn't give something and take it away. So we have the proof of this book. Why don't we just believe everything that's written in this book? Every single word. In the King James Version, I believe everything was inspired by God. And let us just believe what he put in place. He didn't change anything. Men and their thoughts, they think, you know, it's like higher criticism. They think they know more than God does. And so we know that they don't. They think they do. Like Donna said, you know, he takes the foolish to confound the wise. And so I kind of, maybe I'm foolish here right day to day, but I'm going to confound the wise, what we're talking about. But as we look at this, let's go over to Leviticus chapter 23. And I want to look at the beginning of this a little bit. And then we're going to, you know, expound on this today and next week as well. You know, Leviticus chapter 23 is one of the most important chapters. Did I say, yes, 23? Of all the chapters in the Bible, this chapter includes basically 8 appointed times. What are they? First one is what? It's the Sabbath. We're to honor that. And then we have 7 others that God attached to that. We have Passover. We have first fruits, unleavened bread, Feast of Pentecost. Then we go out 6 months into the future. And then we have trumpets. And then we have the Day of Atonement and Tabernacles. God has put in 7 appointed times to teach us about the Messiah and his plan for the entire world. We think about this now. We're coming up on another year here. We're going to have another new year. Pretty soon it's going to be 5778 on the Jewish calendar. That's the calendar we got to go on. And so I think about this appointed time we're talking about, the Feast of Trumpets. They call it Rosh Hashanah because that means, you know, it's a new year, beginning of something new. And it is a new year. But this appointed time is the 5th one on God's program that he put in place, okay? And we keep talking about this. God has a 7,000-year program, whether people believe it or not. From the time that Adam was on the earth to the end, it's going to be a 7,000-year period when God's going to establish that 7th millennium, which will be the kingdom of God. So we've gone almost 6,000 years, so we have to understand these things and put it together in a prophetic mind to understand what God's trying to show us. So trumpets is the 5th appointed time. Well, what does 5 mean in the Bible? It means what? The grace of God. This is the grace of God. If you come to him, you can escape all this hell that's going to come upon the earth very soon. Called Jacob's trouble. It's his third trouble. It's not the church's trouble. It's Jacob's trouble. But if we don't come to him, we'll be a part of that as well. And so we don't want that to happen. And so it's the 5th one. And so Donna talked about Teshuvah. This is a time of 40 days. You know, 40 is a number of testing. 40 days. We're in the month of Elul. When we come to Tishri 1, we're going to have 30 days of Tishri done, but then God's going to have 10 more days for the Jewish people mainly, but we should look at it too, to give them the grace and understanding to know that he's going to give them 10 more days of grace to come to Yeshua the Messiah. And that takes it out to 40 days, so it's a testing. And those last 10 days we're talking about, from trumpets to the Day of Atonement, is called the Days of Awe. No wonder, because they're going to be in awe when they're going to examine themselves. And so when
that's for the Jewish people.
That's for the Jewish people.
Because
but
say the Lord does come back and catch the church, the true church away.
That's right.
That will happen 10 days before at Rosh Hashanah, which is next week.
That's right.
And so but many people who think they know the Lord, they may not be caught away. They may be
left.
People who believe, like you said, you believe that Jesus was God, but you hadn't made him your Lord and your Savior.
That's right.
So that's a difference in making him your Lord and your Savior, because when you make him your Lord and your Savior, you're believing continually on the Lord and you're trusting in the Lord like Joshua did.
That's right.
Okay? So, and like the disciples did, you're walking with the Lord, you're trusting with him, you have a relationship, but see, Jesus said there's not going to be many, it's going to be a remnant.
That's right.
So there'll be a lot of people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but they haven't made him their
Lord and
Savior.
They're
not sold out.
That's right.
They're in the world, and they're in the church. Maybe they go to church on Sunday, and on Friday they're doing other stuff.
That's right.
Maybe they're living in the wrong kind of lifestyle, and they think that they're okay. They think that God is winking at their sin.
He's not going to wink at it. That's right.
So God sees everything. He knows everything.
That's what this whole season's about. Is to, if you know the Lord, make sure you're walking with Him. It's a time to a reflection of yourself. Are you walking the way He wants you to walk? Are you obeying the Word of God? Are you doing what you want?
And that means you and me.
That's right.
We have to all examine ourselves to see if we are in the faith.
In the faith.
All examine ourselves, because if the catching away does happen next week.
Yeah.
I think about that movie that Tim LaHaye made.
Left Behind.
There was a pastor there that was, and that's a really good movie. Watch that movie. There was a pastor there that was left behind.
Sure.
Well, he preached the gospel during that time, and there's going to be people left behind who will get on fire and preach the gospel. Many of them will go through the tribulation. Some will. Many people are going. It says many people will be martyrs. Will be martyred.
But see, the problem with him was, he was doing this position he had as a pastor like a job, and
right.
So he didn't have an intimate relationship with the Messiah, understanding what he wanted him to know and the things he wanted to have him to teach this congregation.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was happening? He got left behind. He couldn't believe it. Hey, I've been preaching the gospel.
He got angry.
That's right.
In the movie, he throws something towards the pulpit, towards where the cross was.
That's right.
But the woman in the movie, because it's a family, she was a believer. And so the whole family came to believe, but only she was the only one that was gone. She's the only one that got caught away out of that whole family. There were three or four?
I think a husband and a couple children.
Right. So but the rest of the family didn't, but they all came to the Lord. So many people are going to come to the Lord during those 7 years.
Yeah.
And God's going to work on Israel, and also work on many of the Gentiles nations and those. But we're in these times when Jesus said, when you see these things, we just had that eclipse, right? We just had that solar eclipse.
And we've had this.
There's going to be another solar eclipse.
Hurricane.
In 7 years from now, there's going to be another eclipse. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be make an X across the world, the United States of America. And
we talked about that before.
The X is a picture of the Tav, which is the very last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And it's the number 400. You're talking about 40. It's 10 times 40, which is 400. And God is...
We've talked about that
in
the past weeks. And people need to look up.
Oh, right.
The signs are there for a reason.
The signs are there.
God put them there for a reason. And so this appointed time is number 5, which is God's grace. So I'm going to read out Leviticus chapter 23. We only have 2 verses here or so that God's talking about trumpets.
Uh-huh.
Verse 23 says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month..." Now, if you don't know your calendar, you're lost already. We're talking about God's prophetic calendar. The seventh month is the month of Tishri. In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, that's what? That's trumpets. "Shall you have a Sabbath?" It's a high Sabbath. a memorial of blowing the trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Now that's all it says about that right here in Leviticus chapter 3. But if we go on through, we find out what God's doing with all this, and it's teaching us about these times and seasons and what they represent. So this is the fifth appointed time, which is God's number for grace. Well, we go out to the Day of Atonement, now 10 days after trumpets, and that's the Day of Atonement. That is the sixth appointed time, showing what? God's number for man. It's all being revealed through all of this for us to see what God's wanting us to know. So, you know, we've been talking about here in America, but we should be praying for the Jewish people this time as well. You know, this is a time for them, and most of them, the majority of them, do not know the Messiah. So how can they return? They have to come to him first. But those that know him must understand also that they need to walk a holy life with him and to obey him and to know that he's truly their Messiah. As Paul talked about in Hebrews, he said, if we don't seek holiness, we'll never see the face of God. And so they're doing all those things, trying to do what the commandments and all that say. But first of all, the heart has to be changed. It has to be circumcised by the Spirit of the living God to be born again. And then God's going to open up the windows of heaven for them. So we need to be praying for them that many will come. And we're almost done with the first 30 days of Teshuvah. And then we're going to come to those last 10 days. And the Jewish people, the rabbis that teach this and study this, they know these are called the days of awe. They know it's a time of judgment. God's given them 10 more days of grace to get right with him. Well, how do they get right with God? You can't get right with God unless you have Yeshua HaMashiach, our Messiah, in your heart. Love him, cherish him, and obey his word. That's what we have to do. And they have to do the same thing. I see him on TV from time to time. You know, when Don and I visited Israel, you know, they were at that Western Wall, bobbing and weaving and praying down there. And the majority of them down there do not know Yeshua HaMashiach. So basically the Bible says if we regard any kind of sin in our heart and we're doing this, God does not hear us when we cry, when we cry out or pray to him. And so here they are. They're trying to cross all the T's and dot all the I's, you know, in a natural realm to keep all this. But see, it's a spiritual thing. The heart has to be changed first, the circumcision of the heart, not the flesh, but the heart. And we have to continue to believe that Israel is going to come to that. God is not done with them. We hear the church in areas saying that God's done with Israel. He's turned to the church. That's the biggest lie that's ever been propagated. We don't believe in replacement theology. We don't believe in anti-Semitism here. God has a purpose for the Jewish people. They brought all this for us to understand that we can be grafted in to the natural tree. We're the unnatural branch. And so, Lord, I thank you for that. That we're grafted in to the natural branch. We're part of them. And so we thank you. So we lift them up before you today, that they're going to have a touch from you somehow during these weeks that come up before we get to the day of Rosh Hashanah. Father God, we pray they'll have a visitation from you, that something amazing will open their eyes to see that you are truly their Messiah. You came the first time for them, and they failed the first visitation to recognize who you truly are. You're getting ready to come back again for everyone that's in you, that belong to you. And so we pray for the Jewish people as well. And so here, trumpets is very important. This fifth appointed time, and it takes us into that time called the days of awe that go from trumpets to the Day of Atonement. And I've studied this Bible for years, and I've come to a conclusion looking at the scriptures that the day that Yeshua HaMashiach, I believe this in all my heart, whether you believe it or not, you can study it out for yourself. I believe on the Day of Atonement, on the last year of Jacob's trouble, on the Day of Atonement, Messiah, Yeshua, is going to come and put his foot again on the Mount of Olives, as it tells us over in Acts chapter 1. That's going to happen. That's the day that God's assigned for the nation of Israel. That's the time for their corporate salvation if they'll come. That's when the closing of the gate will be. They will have no choice after that. Whatever state they're in at that particular time, they're going to be sealed in that state. So we have to pray for their spiritual eyes to be opened to see that the Messiah is there. And it's amazing what we think about all this when we see it, you know. And even on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish people say to one another, "Oh, may you be inscribed in the book of life."
That's right.
They don't say that you know, the Christ book of life. May you be inscribed. Well, how do they get inscribed? They get inscribed by what? Accepting the Messiah. And so God's given them another 10 days of grace and mercy. Think about that, last year of Jacob's trouble, to come to him. He's given, that's the love of God, to bring them. So they go those 10 days, and then on the Day of Atonement, they say, may you be sealed until the day of judgment. See, Atonement is also a day of judgment, basically, truly it is, and so is trumpets. And so they have those 10 days of grace that God's given to them. And it's interesting, between trumpets and the Day of Atonement, we have the fifth appointed time, which is trumpets. We have grace, and what happens on the Day of Atonement? It's the number six, it's man's number. The grace is for man and no one else. And we have no grace given to us unless, truly, we come to the Messiah. We need him more than our next breath. He's everything. And so we thank the Lord that you've got ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you even today. So we don't have a lot of time, but next week I'll talk about some more things that they do at trumpets and all that. And we know they blow the shofars, and that's incredible.
100 times?
Each day they'll blow it 100 times.
33, 33, 33.
Morning, noon, and afternoon. And then it's closing of the day. What? They have a great big shofar, and they have a priest assigned, and they blow that thing louder and louder and louder, and it tells you in the scriptures, it's called the awakening blast, and resurrection. And the Jewish people understand that.
And Jesus was 33 when he died.
That's right. All these things fit in. God has put this
and
whole picture together.
The whole thing, the Aleph and the Tav.
Everything.
And the Tav is the cross.
That's right.
The Hebrew letter of the Tav is a cross.
That's right.
Well, I wanted to just give you the dates because this will be a new year.
Yeah.
This will be 5778. And Rosh Hashanah will be September. I always start on the evening of the 21st and goes through the 22nd. And if you're out of Israel, it would be the 23rd. And then on the September the 30th, that would be Yom Kippur, or called the Day of Atonement.
That's right.
Well, this is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton. I hope you were blessed with this broadcast.
Be encouraged.
We're praying for you. Be encouraged. Be looking up, because the day of our redemption is drawing nigh. So we have services here in Stuart, Florida, every Friday night at 7 p.m. Shabbat service, studying the Torah. And then every Sunday at 11 a.m., we have our worship God, for the testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy. Revelation 19:10b. And so come visit us. Give us a call. We'd love to see you. We'd love to talk to you, pray for you, whatever we'll pray, and we'll just trust God. So give us a call at area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. Come visit us in Stuart. We're right downtown Stuart, Florida. And we will worship God together. We love to worship God. It says worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. So, you can watch us on Facebook Live on Friday nights at 7 p.m. or around that time, maybe 8. And you could also watch us on Sunday. So just double check. The name is Spirit of Prophecy on Facebook. Or you can go to Jean-Donna Hilton, H-E-A-L-T-O-N.
So as we close this program, we want you to remember, you don't have any pride thinking that everything's right with you with the Lord. Examine yourself.
All of us.
Make sure that you're in the faith. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be okay. Because it could happen this year. We don't know. It could happen. But if it don't, we have more time, but just get right with the Lord. That's the most important thing. So we're on this program because we love people. We want to see the standard raised in their life. So as we close this program every week, we tell you, look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. What do we say, Pastor Doug?
Shabbat, shalom, Sabbath, peace, and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of Prophecy.